As always, just bringing you the best in music right here on Smile 90.4 FM. Today, we make a foray into the world of tech and science because it is Tech Tuesday with Tienis. Yes, Mr. Tienis Jansen van Rensburg is here. He's brought himself and his knowledge and his tech know-how all the way from Bandwidth Blog. He's here today to chat to us about...
NASA and the Boeing partnership that's sending astronauts to the space station and things not going so well.
Oh, so there is perhaps a little bit of drama in space.
A little bit. So Boeing and SpaceX are the two companies that NASA is using to send astronauts to the space station and obviously return them safely to Earth. And Starliner has been delayed for a long, long time. And obviously SpaceX has been taking astronauts up for a while now. Mm. So they actually got the contract at the same time at Boeing. It's just lagging behind. And they finally got Starliner across the line. They had a bunch of delays on their test flights. And then finally in June this year, they were deemed safe enough to send astronauts to the International Space Station. Unfortunately, once they got there, they realized there's a problem with the ship. So effectively, Boeing has stranded people on the space station. It's an interesting situation. So what's gone wrong is there's some leaks in some of the fuel cells for the Starliner. And just last week when they decided, Boeing said, no, we're not going to be able to send the astronauts back. It's too unsafe. They're going to send it back in an uncrewed mission. But then there was another problem with the Starliner, and it was making strange noises while being completely shut off. It was a whole drama. But effectively now the Starliner has returned to Earth, leaving the astronauts on the space station.
So it went there and dropped them there.
Yeah.
And then they were deemed it unsafe for a return voyage.
Exactly.
And now they're there.
And they are now stranded. They would have returned now in the beginning of September when the uncrewed mission now came back. But now they're stranded there until Feb.
Hi, boy.
So an extra 5 months up in space.
No Christmas.
No Christmas with the family.
Oh, wow, Boeing.
So SpaceX is going to fetch them in February.
That is just, I can't even fathom the egg on the face. They must feel absolutely...
I mean, Boeing has had a rough couple of years. Not only Starliner, but obviously their planes not being the greatest quality anymore and all of the whistleblowing and so on. It's another, as you say, egg on the face for Boeing, and it's going to knock them. It's going to take some time for them to sort out Starliner's issues, it seems like.
I mean, it sounds like they're opening to a bad sci-fi movie. You just have to start to think about logistics, because... obviously, they were not planning to be there that long.
Exactly.
What are their food supplies like? What is their, you know, their water supply? What is their, air? I don't know how these things work, man.
So luckily, air and water and these things are recycled the whole time throughout the space station.
I don't want recycled water, but okay, let's continue.
Yeah, exactly. But also, the food situation, they obviously have stacks and stacks of food, but there's also regular unmanned missions to the space station in smaller capsules that restocks the space station. So that'll still keep happening. It's just unfortunate that the first opportunity that they have to actually bring them back is only in 2025. And essentially, SpaceX is now saying, okay, cool, we can do this, but you have to give us time. We weren't prepared for this. We weren't planning for this.
I mean, by that time, we could have been world champions at something else.
The way it's going,
the way it's going.
And they won't know.
They won't know. Wow, that is quite some news. Hopefully they can get it sorted out. You know, these things, usually if they say we can only do it by February, that's it. There is no earlier flight.
No. Exactly. This is not a SAA flight. Eh?
No. We're going to, it sounds like it would have been safer if they went there in a minibus taxi.
Quite possibly.
My heavens. Okay, we'll keep our thoughts and our prayers for the, upon those people stuck in the space station, stuck in space, the story of Boeing's mess ups. That's the name of the documentary now.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, okay. We'll chat more next week about science and tech with Tienis Jansen van Rensburg from Bandwidth Blog. You can go there and find out more about this story in depth.